Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. It is January 6, 2017, and I'm your host, Adam Paulus. This week, I had to rejigger some stuff a bit. There's a lot of neat new stuff coming out, and if you check our website right now, you will find, I don't want to say thousands, but definitely hundreds of new items from Hasbro, Funko, Gund, and more that have all gone up in the last few days, some of which are, or were, in stock. So I'm going to look at one of those right now because it's here. It's the Transformers Robots in Disguise, keep listening anyway, trust me, Crash Combiners Wave 1 set. The idea is kind of neat. If you remember last year, there were some cool Transformers that had Minicon armor packs. This year, you get two slightly bigger than Legends figures that you can crash the cars together and a combined robot comes out of it. There are two so far, and I only know of two. If there are more, I don't know what they are. There's Prime Strong and B-Side. Prime Strong is Optimus Prime and Strongarm. B-Side is Bumblebee and Sideswipe, and you can change figures between the two, so you can make Prime Swipe and B-Strong. Actually, B-Strong is a pretty good name. But they are the characters from the cartoon. They're a little bit stockier. The transformations are very simpler. You have the car, you roll the car around, you put the car on its back bumper and stand it up, and you open a compartment, flip out a head, swing out the arms, and you get the robot, and that's the transformation on all of them. However, when they're in regular car mode, if you crash a front to a back, you'll know there's like these tabs that show where they fit together, and you smash them together, the top part unfolds magically, putting out a new robot head, the robot arms, and the robot chest. And it looks really good. It's built around the gimmick more than the look of the individual toys. So if you like Transformers that are weird to play with, this is it. If you get a kick out of magical transformations that are basically one step, this is it. You still have to fold out little bits on the legs or separate the legs for the combined robot, but it just takes a second and a half to do. It's amazingly simple. Sculpted details pretty good. I love the big heads. The B-side head has sort of an Optimus Prime vibe to Bumblebee, which I love. Prime Strong looks like the Super Mode Optimus. You know what to expect. It's pretty cool. And the figures have 5mm fists, so you can put in Minicon weapons or Energon weapons, B-Mogs, whatever you got, you can use them in there. The combined robots are about the size of a deluxe, about between 5 and 6 inches tall. The little guys are about 2-3 inches each, bigger than a Hot Wheels car, but not by much. Decoration is somewhat limited. The only Autobot symbols you're going to see are in the combined robot modes. There aren't any special markings or anything like that in the car or single robot modes. Articulation is pretty limited because the gimmick requires it. You can't have a super articulated figure with spring-loaded magical transformation power, but it would be nice if you could, but you can't. I like these figures a bunch. I know I haven't said a lot specific about them, but if you've been buying Legion and Legends class toys, the articulation and sculpting is a half step down to make room for it. It's clearly a toy meant for kids, and it is magical. I'm not saying you need to add these to your Transformers collection, but you absolutely need to buy them for somebody that you know so you can see them in action, because you might be satisfied playing with a toy once or twice and being done with it. You might be like, oh, that's what that is. Okay, that's pretty cool. And that's it. Or you might be like me, you're like, this is neat. I'm putting this on my shelf. I have them both set up with my other Robots in Disguise toys. I think they're cool. They're very simple. They're not jump starters, but they're like that. And yeah, I can't say enough nice about them. If you only can get one weird combiner this year, this is the only one I know of so far. There might be more. We'll know more when we can talk about that. But these guys are, for better or worse, new versions of existing characters. I like the fact that the engineering is neat. I like the fact that they did something we haven't seen in over 10 years. The two-man Autobot combiner hasn't been done since Energon, I think. If I'm forgetting something, forgive me. But those ones were interchangeable. One could be the pants, one could be the shirt, and you get a new big robot. It's pretty neat. These are available now. We had a couple of sets left last time I checked on our site. We're out of the cases. We will be reordering soon. So feel free to put in a back order or order, and we will send them to you as soon as we can. Yeah, there's just some of the new Transformers coming out this year. We're going to have other new pre-orders as soon as Hasbro gives me a green light. Obviously, you can still order Six Shot, which should be coming in soonish, as well as things like Deluxe Wave 3, which is pretty swell. And we also have Black Series figures for Star Wars, new Marvel Legends pre-orders up, and a lot of other exciting stuff. So please go to Entertainment Earth and check that out today. Or don't, but do. And I'm going to stop recording, and I will see you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast. You can follow us on Twitter at Ent Earth, and you can check out our year-end clearance sale up to 95% off on 1,200 items, or more if we added more since the last time I looked, right now. And that, I believe, will end in a few days. So check it out. See you next time. Have a safe weekend, and goodbye.